Hello, my friend, and welcome to the 477th episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. Today, we're going back to the book. And, you know, I've covered chapter one and two, and technically those weren't one and two. It's really just the first parts that I recorded. This is from page six, which is technically before any of the chapters start. And I started with this on purpose, and it's a picture of a poster we have at my jiu-jitsu school. I took it literally the first week of me training there because it made an impact. I have given many talks around the world covering this poster. I've given many presentations, and I go through it line by line in my presentations. I'm going to go through it basically line by line right now for you. It's how I've done it in the book. It goes from page six through page 11. And, you know, I encourage you to get a copy of the book. I'll sign it for you. See a crazy picture with Brian Biggs. He's now a black belt, and our instructor, Professor Ricardo Huimaris. Some good dudes, but let's dive in, shall we? The picture on the previous page is of a poster on the wall at the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school, which I've trained since January 2017. Replace the word jiu-jitsu with entrepreneurship or business or sales or parenthood or marriage and reread it. It begins, everyone gets into jiu-jitsu out of genuine interest. You probably thought it would be fun or exciting or liberating or easy to get into sales, to launch a business, to marry the man or woman of your dreams. Face it, you have to be a certain type of person to let someone who is trying to hurt you get that close. Now, I hope your spouse is not trying to hurt you physically, but anytime you open your heart, you are vulnerable to being hurt. And when it comes to business, which is nothing without sales, your prospects don't care if you stay open or not, as long as they get a great price from you. So are you ready for that kind of crazy? But there seems to be a certain number of individuals that think the journey is easy and every moment will be filled with joy. You see people looking for the easy button every hour of every day. They think that because they care and because they use organic ingredients and because they donate to PETA or drive a Prius, their customers will love them, their staff will love them, and they'll never have a single argument at home. And their kids will eat their vegetables and brush their teeth without asking. Let's go back to this so it makes sense, right? So it says, but there seems to be a certain number of individuals that think the journey is easy and every moment will be filled with joy. It's not. I'm sorry if you're looking for a trigger warning, but there are no safe spaces on the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu mat in this book or in real life, upon which this book is based. But at least I didn't sneak up on you. I open with this message of tough love. Can you handle it? Good, because it gets better. And it will help you in every area of your life. For the first year or so, you will make a lot of mistakes. You won't be good. When you learn to walk, feed yourself, ride a bike, roller skate, hit a golf ball, play the piano, you were bad. But anything worth doing is worth doing poorly until you get good at it. This applies to your relationships, your career, and the business you want to launch. You will come to every class. You will have a lot of potential, but nothing will click. You will buy courses and books, attend conferences and read blogs, hire staff and consultants, join expensive masterminds, and waste time and money on social media and paid ads, but nothing will work. Everything you did before, all your accomplishments, forget them. They will not keep you from getting smashed. Oh, you were prom king in high school? You think that means something to your wife that you didn't meet until 2 years after college? Oh, you won the 8th grade science fair? So you think your prospects shouldn't question the ingredients in your new green shake mix? Oh, you won the hot dog eating contest at your fraternity all 8 years of undergrad on your daddy's dime? Kind of funny, you laugh at your own stuff. On your daddy's dime. So you think you should be promoted to sales manager the first time you actually make quota, one quarter? Get a life and get ready to get punched in the nose. A lot of people never get past this stage. They quit. People quit marriages after months or even weeks. They bounce from job to job after a year or less. They raise money for the greatest idea ever, only to close their doors and leave town in the dead of night. And I can't count how many people have signed up for jiu-jitsu and quit after their first week, first month, or within days of getting their blue belt. In fact, most people don't have a hard year. They have a hard few. That's life. Nothing worth doing is ever easy. But we believe what we see on TV and think we can solve world hunger and earn a gold medal in 43 minutes. People aren't just sitting by the phone with their credit cards in their hands, waiting for you to call them. And whatever tool, technology, or tactic you used to reach them last year is barely working this year and won't work at all next year. So stay on top of your game. Continue to practice, drill, rehearse, evolve, test, measure, adapt, and overcome. We know we have some missing links, but we are one step away from a major breakthrough. We just don't know the solution. How many times have you seen and even shared the Edison quote, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Isn't that inspiring? Isn't that motivating? Isn't that nostalgic? Isn't it also mostly crap? I mean, sure, it's true, and he probably said it, and he probably believed it. But he was a unique individual who was well-funded and had a friggin' army of scientists and staff working for him and developing other projects that lined his pockets quite nicely. When you have a wife and an 11-month-old son, and you're on unemployment when your second son is born, you're ready to go work at the post office by the second or third failure, and I guarantee you that you don't have the runway for 10,000 tries. Everyone goes through this. Hi, my little snowflake. Yes, you're special and unique, just like everyone else. And if you're just starting out, or you are still in this stage, you have to realize it's normal. And all you have to do is put in more time on the mats. The problems you face, divorce, drug or alcohol abuse, bankruptcy, foreclosure, repossession, failed businesses, infidelity, lawsuits, DUI, miscarriages, all of the above, have been faced and overcome by millions of people and are being handled with aplomb. So suck it up. Wipe away your tears and get back to getting after it. Write more ads, create more blog posts, send more emails, attend more trade shows, make more cold calls, send more direct mail, modify your product offerings. Be the first to arrive, last to leave. Pour more gas on the fire, make another pot of coffee, show up 30 minutes earlier, stay 30 minutes longer, hire another coach, invest in another program. Just keep going. Doesn't matter if you have to tap a little more, cry a little harder, drill a little longer. Yes, sometimes you will want to cry. Sometimes you will cry. Some days things will click. But many days you will discover 100 ways to not succeed. All you will do is tap out from sunrise to sunset. It's only by putting in sustained and focused effort that you will begin to reach the next level. Each time your idea fails, it is instructive, but you must keep an open mind to see, understand, and recognize how to apply that lesson to your next effort. The result of this will be technique, as good as those who came before you, and the medals on your wall will clink every time you shut the door, and your belt will look older than you. The C students hire the B students to manage the A students. Mark Cuban, Jeff Bezos, Martha Stewart, Oprah are not from another planet. They're not divine beings. They were just focused and tenacious. How driven are you? If you check your email or social media accounts in the 3 minutes it has taken to read this, I'd say you're not very focused, driven, or committed. But at least you know now, and if you can measure it, you can improve it. It's going to take a while. That's normal. You just have to roll through the hardships and sometimes push through the pain. As I write this, both of my knees hurt. They require an extra 20 minutes of stretching and warm-ups to train. My right hand knuckle at the base of my pinky has been jammed for 8 days, so I've been essentially fighting with one hand for a week. It'll probably be another week before it's healed. And both elbows have knots in them from gripping, so I can't push off a heavy opponent easily. Oh yeah, my ribcage is also sore, which makes me less able to withstand the pressure of even a smaller opponent. But you know what I'll do today? for the fifth time this week. Trained Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for at least 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours, but only after waking up at 5 a.m. on a Saturday to write for 3 hours. Yes, I'd like a little more sleep. Yes, I'd like my body to not be battered and bruised. Yes, I'd like my business to grow faster, my belly to grow slower, and my kids to grow slower still. But I'm willing to do what it takes, for as long as it takes, to get where I want to be in all areas of my life. My goal is to help you do the same with this book and the programs and consulting I offer. Now go sell something. So there you have it. The pre-chapter. You know, I wrote this, so I've been a blue belt now 2.5 years, so that, and I've updated the book a couple times, but and actually this book is a total revision of the initial version, which was it takes more than a big smile, a good idea, and a Twitter account to build a business that lasts. That's the beauty of self-publishing. I was able to edit it. I've added more stories, updated the links. And like I said, I've told that story so many times. It's one of the key things that I address in all my talks, if I can make it fit. And I usually can, because it's so applicable. The struggles, you know, putting in more time on the mats, getting professional assistance. I think I talked about this. Well, I wrote about it the other day in an email, talking about different training programs. But yeah, it was so. This I'm recording this on a Monday, so 2 Sundays ago, I watched a course, a program that I bought during COVID from a good instructor, and I watched probably 90 minutes. And it's only like a, I don't know, I think it's an hour of training. I got through like 40 minutes of it. I just kept rewinding, taking notes, and really paying attention. And when I went to train Monday morning, literally on step 2, I missed. It took me about 10 seconds to realize I'd already forgotten. I didn't forget. I overlooked. I didn't see a nuance, a subtlety in the technique. So 90 minutes of watching was defeated in 10 seconds of action. Now, it's not to say the study wasn't important, because I was able to see what I did wrong, and then I was able to apply the rest of it. So that was good. Okay, but my point is, you know, there's an old adage that no battle plan survives contact with the enemy. But you still plan. And you don't just sit around and say, well, I'll just take what comes my way. I'll just figure it out. Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. If that had been an actual fight, I would have lost. Because it didn't matter that I had steps 3 through 33. If I fail at step 2, what good are those? Okay? So you do have to train. You have to practice, drill, and rehearse. You know, we said in the military, we said in football, you know, the more you bleed in training, the less you bleed in combat. So how are you training for your sales encounters? Who's pushing you? You know, I've talked about this, and it's I know it sounds self-serving, but when I hired a sales coach in 2006 on a 12-week program, it changed my life. And I had already made $100,000 a year since 1998. So, you know, 8 years, I'd made good money. And still, working with a professional, I realized how much I was leaving on the table. So check out the Implementors, theimplementors.com. Also check out the5.us. It's a more intensive program, costs more, but it's a small group. You get a lot more of me to push you and 4 of your peers for 5 weeks. So 5 of you with me for 5 weeks. That's why it's called the5. The5.us. Check that out. Enroll if you think it is right for you. Otherwise, join me at theimplementors.com and go a little more steady pace, longer term, to help you make every sale. Thanks for listening. I'll go sell something.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.